Hello, am I late? Oh, thank goodness. I was so worried on the way over here that I missed the time, or that, you know, it was supposed to be 4 in the morning and not 4 in the evening. Well, because it's not military time. No, saying 1600 hours might confuse me too. Like, my brain doesn't work very well, so it's like, oh, wait, you want to meet me in 1600 hours? That's like 2 months or something. I don't know, my brain doesn't do math that well. Ah, but yes, I'm here to help with the baking. Here to help out with your bake sale. Oh, no. We can do it all from scratch. None of that store-bought stuff. Alright, let me just roll up my sleeves.
What?
No. The mask stays on for baking. Well, it stays on for a lot of things. Probably also what you're thinking of, yes. Alright. Get the flour and the chocolate chips. Actually, what kind are we making? Okay. Let's get all the ingredients lined up. Let us get our cookie sheet, our parchment paper. I don't think it's a good idea to use wax paper. I've had unfortunate incidents with that. Alright, now we are ready to start. Oh, don't think anything of it. I'm happy to help you out. Oh? Oh, these look fine. What do you need my help for? Oh. Well, just because you mess up doesn't mean something is bad. I wouldn't call these failures at all. Instead, I like to think of them as learning experiences. Take it from someone who makes a lot of mistakes. But the good thing about failing and making mistakes is that you can learn from them and be better in the future. All right, first we want to follow the recipe. Following the instructions is always a good idea. I mean, unless the instructions are bad. But, you know, I think this website has a pretty good handle on, you know, how to bake some cookies. Oh, trust me. There are so many things that I could just tell you to toss out the manual for. Bomb diffusal, for one. Oof. Yeah, there was a time I was part of an EOD squad. Explosive Ordnance Disposal. Hand me that. Danke. Oh, it was rough. We worked on IEDs, claymores, landmines, unexploded grenades. Those were scary. Well, because, you know, it's like, it's a bit like the claymore, except in the case of the claymore, if you turn it away from you, then you're a little safe. But with a fragmentation grenade, you're not really safe in any direction. Yeah, they have special little shields and gloves, but you're still likely to get your hands messed up. Which reminds me, do you have oven mitts? Oh, wunderbar. Oh, no, I would have been fine. Probably would just have to use some towels to hold the tray. And chocolate chips in the door. Oh, well, I mean, sometimes the manual helped, but real world experience, that was far more valuable, especially with the improvised explosives. Sure, sometimes the bad guys followed their own little manuals, which made it helpful to dispose of it. But at the same time, some of those improvised devices could be rather improvisational, you know? Made it hard to defuse them. Best not to dwell on it. Yeah, there were a few times when I failed. And it blowed up in my face, kind of literally. No, that is not why I wear the mask.
I'll have you know I am rather handsome under this. Oh, but I'm not showing you because you doubted me now. Alright, let's get the scooper. Scoop it on the tray. Scoop. 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 Oh, we should probably fatten them. What? Fatten them? Yes, make them fatter. Oh, flatten. I mean, it's the same thing. They're getting fatter. Oh, they're getting wider. Yeah, see, this is why it's a good thing you're here too. How is your batch coming? Ooh, butterscotch chips. I might have to steal some of those. Probably just to eat later. Oh, I love butterscotch. One of my guilty pleasures. What about you? Good choice. I also like candy corn. But, you know, if I had to pick, I'd say those little candy pumpkins. Oh, don't call me weird for liking candy corn. We don't really have anything like it over in Austria or Germany. Also, to be fair, there are some sweets over there that you don't have over here. Like what? I'll have to get something the next time I'm over there. Or ask one of my cousins to mail it over to me. Yeah, I have cousins. What about you? Oh. Do you get along? I understand that. Sometimes it's hard to be close to family when they are far away, even if it is in a metaphorical sense. Oh, I have a bit of a strained relationship with some of my family members. But that is not my fault. I'm doing everything I can to be the best version of myself I can be. Sure, I make mistakes. Sure, I'm a bit of a crazy person sometimes, but I'm doing good where I am. And it is not up to me to be perfect for everyone. And it is not up to you to be perfect to everyone either. You just be the best version of you you can be. Yeah, sometimes that involves learning from mistakes. Ah, the oven is done preheating. In you go. Wunderbar. What other mistakes have I made? There's a lot. I think one of the ones that always sticks with me is, you don't want to hear it. It would just bring down the mood. Yeah, if you insist. Maybe it will help you learn from my mistake. The first mistake I ever made was cutting myself off from my friends and family once I joined the military. I was so angry with everyone. All my life, I had nothing but criticism from them. So I just wanted to get away. And then I felt this hole in myself. Yeah, sometimes you can find a new family, which is nice, but I never got closure with some of my family members. And after a while, they wanted nothing to do with me either. So now we are just bitter and distant. I didn't want to leave it like that. And now I don't know if I will ever get the chance to fix things. Ah, you are very kind to say so. I hope so as well. They are still alive, so it's not like the door is completely closed. Yeah. Oh, I get that, Mocha. I get that. And sometimes it takes the other person coming around to mature and learn a little bit more about themselves. But it is never on you to make sure that the other person matures and gets wiser. You just do what you can to make yourself wiser, Liebchen. Yeah? Good. I'm glad you're taking my lessons to heart, and not just, you know, writing me off as some crazy person rambling in your kitchen. Oh, I saw this recipe the other day. Bacon grease cookies. Do you have any bacon? Oh, fantastic. Let us cook some up. Well, it uses bacon grease instead of butter, so, you know, we'll see how that goes. Well, I won't tell anyone we're having bacon if you won't. Danke. I appreciate your company, too. It's nice to spend time with someone doing something fun and relaxing. You don't mind if I try one of these cookies, do you? Oh, they can't be that bad. That is crunchy. Oh, that is very crunchy. Oh. What did you use? Ah, that would explain it. How long did you bake them for? Ah, that would also explain it a little, probably. No, you did fine. You did great, come on. Don't sell yourself short. For the first time trying this, you did very good. You're natural. Oh, well, if you're going to put it that way, you know, I guess I am something of a genius. Or, you know, maybe a mad genius. Oh my god, that bacon is crackling. Let's flip it. There we go. Oh, you like the view from behind, huh? What if I just, like, kind of move side to side like this? Oh, nein, it looks like I'm flossing. Oh, I hate that dance. Because it's so dumb. Anyone can do it. There is no skill behind it. Yeah, I guess that is one of the things that makes it silly. All right. That should be enough grease. Let's add it to the dough. Put these on the platter. And into the oven you go. What else should we make? I'm in a mood. Ah, brownies sound lovely. And I don't mind spending the extra time with you. So long as you don't mind my company. Good. I'm glad. All right, then. Let me look up a recipe for brownies. Nope, not those kind of brownies. Okay, here we go. All right, Mocha, mein Freund. Let's get started.